All right, so continuing on. Tan Rabbanan. Hanitzrach l'nikovov al yispalal. Somebody who needs to go to the bathroom, he should not daven. V'im yispalal, and if he does, tfilos toyeva. His tfila is not accepted, is not appreciated, is toyeva. It's disgusting. Amar was vidvi temer Rabbi Yehuda loyshanu ela she'ini yochal lisha yispa'atzman. That's only if he really can't hold himself in. If the guy merely has to go, like he needs to go, but he's not like really holding himself in, then it's mutter. Then tefillah is accepted. Ad kama am Rav Sheshes ad parsa. If you're able to hold yourself in for the amount of time it takes to walk a parsa, which is about 72 minutes. So if you're occasionally like, listen, if you had an hour subway right now, would you be okay? Like, I'd be okay. I have to go, but I'm okay. Then you could daven. Iki demas nila masdisin. There are those that say this. Like, this is actually part of the Mishnah itself. But medvar amurim kishen. Not that it was the same halacha, but it's just not that it was an hamoraic conversation afterwards. But medvar amurim kishen yachal amar al atzmai. Avlam yachal amar al atzmai tefila se tefila. Ad kama and until when? And that part was amar vzvid ad parasa until a parasa. Same halacha, just different. It's part of the Mishnah instead of Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Hanitzach l'nekavav, if somebody needs to go to the bathroom, Areza lo yispalel, he should not daven, Mishum shenemar, Hikoin l'kuraz chayel l'kech Yisrael, prepare yourself to call to Hashem. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Maidach Siv, what does it say in the Pasuk? Shemor raglecha, ka'asher telech el beis ho'elekim. The first explanation of that pasuk is Shemar Atzmacha, guard yourself shlo techeta, that you shouldn't sin. Ve'im techeta, and if you do, have a carbon lefanai, and bring a carbon in front of me. The next words of the pasuk are Ve'karav l'shmaya, Amar Rava, have a karav l'shmaya dibre chachamim. She'im, you should listen to chachamim. She'im chaytim ve'im carbon. Ve'isim tshuva, and they do tshuva mitetek kasilim, from the presence of the kasilim. Zevach altihi kasilim, don't be like these fools. She'chaytim that they sin ve'im carbon. They bring a carbon because that's what they saw the chachamim do. But ve'ein oisim tshuva, but they don't have it done with tshuva. It's just like, oh, that's the price to pay for sinning with somebody. You have to pay a carbon. It's like somebody came to Rabbi Yaakov Hillel once and says, like, Rabbi, here's a tikkun for the last year. Can you have, you know, do two of me? Or, you know, $1,000 or whatever. But here's a tikkun for the coming year, too. How much will it cost for the coming year? You don't pay for sin. Ki'enim yoidim la'asas ra. They don't know. What does that mean, ki'enim la'asas ra? That's the next within the pasuk. So if they don't know how to do bad, ihach it tzadikim nenu, they're tzadikim. Ela al tihi kiksilim. Don't be like fools. Shechaitim amevim karban. Ve'enim yoidim im al ha'toiva ha'mevim im al ha'ra ha'mevim. They don't know what they're bringing it for. They don't know anything. They're fools. They see that, oh, the price of sinning with a woman is a carbon. Okay, I'll bring a carbon. Amakadis baruch hu ben tev l'ra enim avchinim. They don't know if they're bringing it because it's good or bad. Ve'hemevim karban lefanei. That's the first explanation of the pasuk, but we need it for the second explanation. Rav Ashi v'item Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar Shemor Nikavecha means guard your, literally your holes, guard your bathroom situation. B'shal sha'ata umid b'tfila l'fanai, at the time that you stand in tefila in front of me, make sure that you don't need to go to the bathroom. It's always kedai to make sure before a person starts davening, if he has time, to make sure that he is, he is properly prepared his body. Tan Rabbanan hanichnas to beis hakisei, somebody who goes into beis hakisei, chaylitz tefilav berichok dal amas, he should take off his tefillin more than 4 amas away, v'nichnas. Amar of Acha by Rav Huna, Amar of Sheshes, Loishanu ela beis hakisei kavua. That's if you're entering into a beis hakisei that already exists. You see, back then, in the times of the Gemara, the beis hakisei situation was nothing like ours. We should mamash thank Hashem daily for it, the way we have it. But, it's right here, and you're able to flush, you don't see it after a second. Back then, they had to walk out to the field, and there was hundreds of years of feces just there. It was a gross situation. So before you got into the Beis HaKisei, you had to go ahead and take your tefillin off 4 amos away. What happens if you wanted to just go in the middle of the field? It was random. People used to go in the middle of nowhere. Anytime you wanted to take a hike, it was terrible. But they were used to it, so it wasn't so terrible. But for us, it would have been insane. We would, if you go back in time, you'd see feces everywhere. It'd be crazy. So, like this, if you want to just go ahead and make a new Beis HaKisei. In other words, you're not going to an officially designated area that people already used. You're going to a new place. Al Beis HaKisei Aroy. Then you don't have to take off your tefillin and walk 4 amas. There's no need to walk 4 amas. Take off your tefillin and go right there. Chaylitz v'nifta la'altar. But when you're leaving, since you just made that place a Beis HaKisei, now you have to step 4 amos away from it in order to put your tefillin back on. Yoytzi, because you yoytzi when you leave, marchik dalad amos, you have to walk 4 amos and then umeinichen put them on. But b'nei she'asoy beis hakisei kavua, because you just made it into an official beis hakisei. I mean, yeah. Well, but why not? Of course.
The whole consideration is that the item has kedusha, so it can't be near so on. But you see not. You see that it's only kadosh when it's on your head.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. Right. The reason is because Rashi says is because since it's on you, it's more begaloi, and therefore it's a gnai. The vart isn't that you are a person wearing tefillin, as one might have said without seeing Rashi. Actually, that's what I thought it was. More like it was like right now the kedusha is like it's on, you know. That's what I thought. But Rashi says no. Rashi says because it's on your head, it's more begaloi. You're wearing it in a proud manner.
So therefore, when he goes to the basic, he says arai, and he's holding it. It's more covered.
Right. I wonder if that means you have to take off your arm tefillin also. Probably, maybe not. Because there it's covered already. Ibailuhu, says the Gemara, Ma'ushi yikarnes adam betfillin lebeis hakisei kavua lahashtin mayim. Can a person go into a beis hakisei kavua not to use the restroom, just to urinate? Ravina said it's permitted. Rav Ada bar Masna, Osar, he says it's prohibited. Osu shayilu, this is by the way very nogeya. Because if a person goes ahead and takes off his tefillin, and he goes into the bathroom, so, and he urinates, you don't say another bracha. Because technically you could have done that with your tefillin on. But if he goes to the bathroom, if he excretes feces, so then he has to say another bracha when he puts it back on.
Even in the case where he just urinates, he can't take his tefillin. This is a kavua.
But I think we say that it's not halacha, like you don't have to take it off. No, because of this gemara. If you go into a kavua to urinate, that's why. Ravina says it's Shari Rata, even though it says Usser, but yeah, I think that's the mindset, that's how we pass it, I think so. Also Shai the Rava, Amalahu Usser, he says it's Usser. Chayishin and Shema Yifna Behen, because we're Chayishish, maybe you will go to the, you'll excrete feces as well. Vahabila Shema Yafir Behem, and some say you'll pass Gaz. Tani idach, another bright sign. Nicholas the basic kisei kavua chaylet tefillin berichik dalar amos uminichin bechaloyin. You put it onto the window. Hasamach lushes arrival on the outside of the bathroom, not on the inside of the bathroom. Vinichnas ukushehu yaitze and he leaves marichik dalar amos. He should step 4 amos away from it uminichin and then put it on divrei beis shamay beis hilamim. No eichzin biyade vinichnas. You should hold it in your hand and go into the bathroom like that. Rabbi Kiva amar eichzin bebigdoi. You should not in your hand but wrap it in a cloth first. And go in it with the cloth. What's the chiddush?
What's the purpose of bringing it in?
Because Beis Shammai says, I could keep it outside. But we're going to see that Beis Hill was more concerned that somebody might steal it, and to guard it safely, he says to bring it in. So for guarding it.
That's such a chash of somebody stealing it?
Yeah, I was about to say a story. Yeah. We'll see in a second. I would think that zimnin mishtali luhu, if you're holding it in a baggage, and sometimes it could slip vinafli and fall. Oh, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. V'nichnas bebigdai. Eichzim bebigdai. V'nichnas, you go in. Question is the Gemara. Bebigdai sakadaydach. You think you should hold it in a bag? In your cloth? You hold it like this? Zimnin mishtali luhu vinafli. If you hold it like this, it's going to fall. Ele'ema eichzim bebigdai ubayadai. No, it means hold it in your hand through a cloth. The Gemara first thought it meant not even in your hand. Just hold it in your cloth, in your baggage. Well, that's going to fall. The Gemara said, no, obviously you mean hold it in your hand through the baggage. So menichin bechurin, and if you could put it bechurin in holes in the wall, hasmuchel lebeis hakisei, on the inside of the beis hakisei. V'lo yenichin bechurin hasmuchel lerishis rabim, but don't put it on holes on the outside, like Beis Shammai said. Shema, perhaps yitlu oisam ayvrei drachim, perhaps a passerby will take it. V'yavi lidei chashad, and people will come to suspect you for, hey, how come you have his tefillin? That's a very personal object. It must be that you gave it to that person. Nobody else can get your tefillin. That was on you. There was a story with a student, Shehniach Tfilov Bechurin Hasmuchin, the Rosh Rabbim. He put this tefillin like Beishamai on the outside, Ubaas Zoyna Achas, and along came a prostitute in a Talton, and she took it. Ubaas Lebeis Medrash, she came to the Beis Medrash. You see, back then, the Zoynas were such a different situation than they are nowadays. Va'amra, and she said, Ra'u Manas and Li Pliny Bischari. Look what Pliny gave. We think we invented Znus. It's back then, it sounded like it was a huge problem. Ru'u manas and li Pliny bischari. Look what Pliny did. Look what Pliny gave me for my payment. Came into Shama Isatama, that student heard this kach, oila l'reisha kach, he went up to the roof and nafal, he fell off umeis and he died. He committed suicide because of his embarrassment, even though he didn't do it. And ba'isasha hitzkinu, at that time they were masakin, shehe oichzin bebigdei ubiyatav v'nichna, so at that time they were masakin that you should hold it either in your hand or in the baguette, and go into the bathroom with it. So they were masakin it because, the truth is, it could be that it's not even such a chashash, but because of a response to that story, they were masakin this, that's the way you should do it. Sometimes Chazal, in response to a crazy story, were masakin, you know, long takanas, even though technically there's no need for such a takana in every situation, in every generation, but nevertheless, because of a crazy story, we have this many times throughout Chazal, throughout the Gemara.
Also then, in those days, they wore tefillin all day.
Right.
Today, we don't wear tefillin all day, so...
Right. I mean, people are, I'm saying, when people go to the bathroom, they don't hold it in the bathroom, right? It's, Kiwi Taka, don't keep this, but... Originally, they used to keep their tefillin in holes next to the Beis HaKisa. And because it was inside the bathroom, mice used to come from Neutland and take it. Another insight into their bathroom back then. Besides feces everywhere, there was also mice. They were masakim that you should put it on the outside. It was a big problem with theft. They were masakim that you should hold it in your hand and go into the bathroom. You roll it up like a sefer and hold it in your right hand over your heart. Make sure that the straps are not hanging down more than a tefach. That's only if you have time in the day after the bathroom break to rewear them. But if you don't have time in the day afterwards to rewear them, put them in a bag, tefach, that has at least a tefach space, and just put it down. You could just put it down. If it's during the day and you're going to rewear them, then Goylan come and say for Menichan, roll it up like we just said, and Menichan biyadeh, and put it in your heart. Put it again in your hand. Can I get your heart? That's you should be going to the bathroom. Ubalayla, but if it's by night, Oyslan come and kiss. Same halacha like we just said. Put it in a bag that has at least a tefach space. Umenichan, and the fact that it has a tefach space gives it more like a box than a bag. The fact that it has a tefach space makes it its own place, and therefore you could even bring it into the bathroom. Amar Abaye leshanu ella bekli shehu kilyon. This that you need a tefach space is only if it's the tefillin box itself. Ava bekli she ain't a kilyon, but if it's in a box that's not the tefillin box itself, afilu pachas mitavach. Even if it's any type of covering is okay.
Afilu pachas mitavach. Does all this apply to our bathrooms today? Because we're talking about over here, like the
messy
outhouses.
Right.
If you've ever experienced an outhouse, but when I was a kid and grew up in Europe. They had no bathrooms, so we all went to the outhouses, and out there, I mean, what they're talking about, it was terrible.
Right. So there's a machlekas apayiskim nowadays, and we're machmer, that it has the same status of the bathrooms back then,
all the stuff was there in the bathroom, the bottom of the pit.
Right.
And it smelled like crazy. We go in our bathrooms today,
it's like
any other room in the house. It's clean,
it's amazing. That's why I say we should thank Hashem every day for it. But I would say that there's a machlokes apayiskim, whether or not our bathrooms have a status of regular bathrooms or not. Kipshutai, b'ikar hadin, it doesn't. B'ikar hadin, you could say brachas in there, you could do whatever you want in there. B'ikar hadin. But lamaisa, we treat it as if it's a regular bathroom. Hanogeya is, let's say a person's thinking and learning and is in the shower or something like that, it's not the worst thing in the world. But so b'ikar hadin, taka is different, but lamaisa, we're machmer that it's a... We treat it like a regular bathroom. I'm saying, but even not like that. Reb Chaim Pinchas Chaim calls, I think, lechatchila in the shower. You should think of learning. No. drink.
How come if you think you're going to wear the tefillin again, you can hold it in your hand and not put it in like a kis b'sof kis, only if you're thinking that? If you're not only, we didn't say that. You should be have it in that at all times. Why does it matter if he's going to use it again?
But if he's going to use it again, so we're not matriach you to go ahead and cover it.
The point of, what's the purpose of kis b'sof kis then?
Well, so far nobody mentioned kis b'sof kis. So far we just mentioned...
No, but that's the rule, isn't it?
Nowadays we say that's the rule. Okay, yeah.
So why don't we say that now?
Because back then they didn't have this option.
Everyone has something to put.
No, they didn't have the option. Nowadays, the reason why we're not, we just leave it outside. We're not scared that Zionists are going to come and take it. But back then, where they were going to rewear it, we weren't matriach them to put it away and to take it back out. So we said just hold it in your hand and go like that. We weren't matriach you to go ahead and do that.
But now we are.
I'm saying because now even back then, if you weren't rewearing it, we were matriach you. Go ahead and put it in a kiss. Nobody mentioned kiss besides kiss. That's.
And where are you placing this kiss?
I think menicha means just anywhere. You don't have to like cover it in, or you just put it down. I don't know, on the floor, but you could just put it down in the bathroom. That's what I understand. I mean, tell me if they say differently, but... Omar Mar Zutra, the Itamer of Ashi, Teda, Shari Pachin Ketanim, Matzilin, Ba'ilameis, I'll prove it to you, because we see Pachin Ketanim, small jugs, even if they don't have a tefach, can protect its contents in an Oyel Hameis, from being Mekabel Tumah. We see that small jugs could... act as protectors. They were stelling two oil mace to Kedusha. When I was going after Rabbi Yechanan, when he needed to use the restroom, when he was holding a sefer, because back then they didn't have any other sfarim. The only sefer that they had was sefer da agadata. Have a Yosef, have a regular Gemara was just said over about Peh. Have a Yohevlan, he gave it over to us. Have a Nukat Tfilin, but he was holding Tfilin. Loi, have a Yohevlan, he did not give it to us. Omar, I don't need to. Have a Sharun Rabbanan, Ninatran, Sitz Rabbanan Rameko. You see exactly like you're asking. A regular Sefer, there was no Heter from the Rabbanan. So therefore, he didn't bring it into the bathroom. He gave it to us to watch. But the Tfilin, he said, listen, the Chazal were Mako. Chazal said Tfilin, we're not going to be much with you. So I'm going to rely on that Heter. And he brought it into the bathroom.
Yeah,
yeah. And he guarded it, yeah. Rava, Nachman, sifer, they got the same idea. When he was holding a sifer, they got it, Yohevlan, he gave it to us. When he was holding his tefillin, lo yavlan. Amar hoyel v'sharunu rabbanan, and then atran. Since the rabbanan were permitted it, and they were made a heter for this, because they didn't want to be matriach them, people, so then I will use it, I will use that heter and guard it myself. Tan rabbanan, lo yachas adam tefillin, biyadav sefer ter, bezroi v'spal. A person should not hold tefillin in his hand, or a sefer ter in his arm, and daven. Because he's going to have his focus on the tefillin, and that it shouldn't fall, or the focus on the sefer Torah, that it shouldn't fall. And therefore, he's not going to be able to concentrate on his tefillah. A person should not go to the urinate while he's holding it. And he should not sleep with them on. This is, you should not sleep with them on, not a full sleep, or even a shinas aroi. When you're holding it, Amar Shmuel Sakin Umois VeKaira VeKikar Harei Luketzben. Holding a knife or money or a plate of food or a roll of bread also is similar to this. You should not be holding things when you're davening because your focus is going to be on them and it shouldn't fall. You don't want to drop a knife; it'll go right into your foot. Amar Rava Amar Rav Sheishes Less Hilchasaki Hamas Nisa. The halacha does not follow this mishnah that says that you can't go to the urinate with them on. The Beis Shammai here, it must be the opinion of Beis Shammai who says that you're never allowed to bring tefillin into the bathroom, you have to keep it on the outside of the bathroom. The Beis Hill, because it was the opinion of Beis Hill, Hashda Beis Akisa Kavua Shari. Beis Hill says it's mutter to go into the bathroom, a full Beis Akisa, and excrete with them on. Beis Akisa Aroi Miboy. You think it would be even a shayla with a Beis Akisa Aroi? Of course it's going to be mutter.
It says here that it takes it into the bathroom. It's protected from evil spirits now. So now you're supposed to take the one into the bathroom?
Yeah, we said that you're not supposed to.
You're supposed to take it specifically into the bathroom.
Because not to take evil spirits. Oh, okay. I don't know questions from the bottom, but I'm saying, but we're learning in our Gemara. Forget Gittin. Our Gemara says that you're supposed to take it out. You should not leave it outside because leaving it outside would leave it open to theft.
I should take it into even now to the bathroom to protect me from evil spirits.
I don't know anybody. No, so over here I didn't see anything about evil spirits. So who's commenting that?
A lot of people.
When it says
Rabbeinu Yonah.
When the Gemara says before that the because you need running.
It says Yishmur. Actually, says Yishmurini min haMazikin.
And so that's where they bring down the Mazikin.
Nenatran Yishmuruni. Oh, so I translate Yishmuruni Nenatran as I will watch it. Nenatran Rashi, I'm sorry. So, thank you. Rashi translated as Ishmaruni, they will guard me from the Mazikin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I translate it as Nenatran, I will guard them from being theft. I'm sorry. You're right. So Nenatran is that I will. Yeah. I mean, same idea. The halacha is the same idea. So, in other words, originally the way I translated it was that once the Rabbanan gave me a heter, let me just rely on that heter. That's why. You could have given it to the person. No, once the Rabbanan gave me a heter, let me use it so that it will guard me from Mazikin. Let me use it, and this way it will guard me from Mazikin. Okay. Let us go on. My boy, may say questions come out. Dvarim shehitarti l'chol kan, osarti l'chol kan. Things that I was makel for you, things that I was matter over here. This brisa is speaking enigmatically and very hard to understand. The Gemara is going to try to explain what it means. Dvarim, things that shehetarti l'chokan, that I was makel for you here. I was in the, what's here is kipshuta is the besa kise kavua. I was assured you over here. Asad l'chokan. I assured you in a beis hakisei aroi. So certain things are more makel in a beis hakisei kavua than in a beis hakisei aroi. What is that? My love, is this not tefillin? It's not tefillin that Beis Hillel said that you should hold it in your hand and go into a beis hakisei kavua. But nevertheless, urinating in them is usur. We're going to explain the reason for it right now. But don't ask me that. In other words, we just said a brayso. The Gemara is commenting on this question. We just said a brayso. So the halacha is that a person is allowed to urinate with the tefillin on. A person is not allowed to urinate. Question is the Gemara. Who is that brayso? Who is the brayso that says that you can't hold tefillin and urinate? You're allowed to even go into a beis hakisei kavua and go to the bathroom fully. And certainly you should be able to urinate, so this is obviously not Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, then how, if that's not Beis Hillel, no, it is Beis Hillel. And yes, it's mutter to go into a Beis Hakisei Kavua with it on, but it's usur to urinate with it. And if you don't say like that, then how would you explain this Braisa that says that Dvarim Shehetarati L'chokan, I'm usuring for you over here. Is it not going on tefillin? If you say it's Beis Hillel, and so far we didn't explain the reasoning for it, we didn't explain the why, but so far we're just figuring out the what. So then he tied the chokan kavua. This that I was matter you to go into Beis Hakisei kavua with tefillin. Aside the chokan, I answered you in a Beis Hakisei aroi. Then I don't have the why yet, and we'll figure out the why soon. But the what, at least I can explain this brisa. Things that I'm answering over here. In things that I'm mattering over here, I'm answering over there, even though it shouldn't make sense, but that's the halacha. So if you tell me that Beis Hillel Taka asks you to go to the bathroom with the tefillin and urinate, so then it makes sense. That's what this explanation of this price is. Ela I amar Beis Shammai. But if you want to say that this price is Beis Shammai, haloi shari v'loi miti. Beis Shammai never mattered anything in the Beis HaKisei Kavua. He never mattered you to do anything. So the Gemara says, Kitanya hahi leinian tefach utvachayim. No, the Gemara says, who says that brisa of hatarti and asarti has anything to do with tefillin? Maybe it has to do with, or Gemara is saying it has to do with, it's the halacha of how much a person should expose himself when he goes to the bathroom. That for the if a person needs to go to the bathroom for gedolim, in other words, feces, then he should expose himself only one tefach. But for ketanim, if he's going urinating, then he should expose himself even more. of Tvachayim. And that is what the Brayis is talking about. Things that I was makel for you over here to be megala Tvachayim, I asked you over here when you're going to the bathroom gedolim, you should only do a tefach. The Tani Chada Keshehu Nifne, one Brisa says that when you go to the bathroom, Megala La'achir of Tevach, you should be Megala La'achir of Tevach, Ulefan of Tvachayim, that your person should expose himself on the rear a Tevach and on the front to Tvachim. V'tani Idach, and another Brisa says La'achir of Tevach, Ulefan of La'klum. Another Brisa says La'achir of is a Tevach, and in front, nothing. My love, Idvi Idvi Ish, is that not, both of them are talking about a man. V'loikasha kan l'gedelim kan l'ketanim, and there is no question, because here, where it says one tefach behind is and nothing in front is where you're going with gedolim, and one tefach and one tefach behind and two tefachim in front is talking about bekitanim. So we see that's what that brayser means when it says that things that I'm makel for you here, I'm assering for you in a different place, which you would have thought is more important. You should thought, nevertheless, it's not. All right, so we'll have to stop here because it's already. All right, tomorrow, unfortunately, it's only till 6:30, and it's a huge blot. But again, throughout brachas, we're going to be remaining this quarter of a blot behind as we struggle to. But hopefully, Mr. Shem will catch up one day. All right, yeshikoyach.